Welcome to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to take a look at the importance of what you see in the things you look at. Henry David Thoreau once said that, "It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see." Do you give any thought to what you're looking at in your world? Are you looking for the good, or are you looking for a fight? Are you looking for the hypocritical, the cruel, the ridiculous? Or do you spend your time looking for the sweet, the beautiful, the amazing? This is important, because whatever you choose to look for, I bet you'll most probably find it. There are going to be inspiring, beautiful, uplifting things in front of you every day. There are also going to be ugly, frustrating, and disturbing things. Which do you choose to look at? On which do you focus your attention? On which of these do you spend your precious time? Now, focus, that's an interesting concept. I learned about this early in life. When I was in sixth grade, the teacher gave us an assignment to go outside and draw whatever we saw. I took the directions literally. I walked outside and saw the beautiful valley we lived in, and I began to try and draw it. Now, I didn't even get near to finishing the task because, as I said, I took it literally and tried to draw the entire panorama of everything I saw before me. The mountains, the river, the houses, the trees, everything I saw. I turned mine in incomplete. It was no more than just a sketched outline. My friend, who was a bit on the lazy side, all he drew was the lamp on top of the lamp pole right outside our classroom. That's it. That's what he focused on. That's what he saw. He finished his drawing in about 5 minutes, and he got an A on his paper, and I got a D minus on mine. Sometimes life is not overrun with fairness. For myself, another interesting example of focusing on certain things occurred when friends of mine came to visit us here in London. They went into town and spent the entire day looking at arguably one of the most beautiful, historical, and interesting cities in the world. When they got home that evening, all they could talk about was horse manure. They had been watching the changing of the guards at Buckingham Palace, and the horse guards rode through and left a lot of horse manure all over the road. They just couldn't get over it. Horse manure everywhere. Their big takeaway from a day in London was horse manure. Now let's take a look at what we choose to focus on. How we spend our time. Do we spend it out in nature, looking at all the beautiful things around us? Listening to the whisper of the wind as it moves through the trees, or the beautiful songs of the birds? Or do we spend it in our houses, listening to talking heads on some news show telling us how things are not good and might just be getting a lot worse? Do we choose to spend it with family and friends, sharing stories, ideas, thoughts, and dreams? Or do we spend it alone, staring at a screen, getting more and more upset and depressed about the things we read and see? Now, I'm relatively certain that if someone asked us in the cold light of day which of these we'd choose, I'd wager that most of us would say outside enjoying nature or talking with family and friends. But I'm also fairly sure that a majority of us would actually be doing the whole inside staring at a screen thing instead. Now, I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna here. And for those of you too young to get that reference, Google it. It's a good one. But I really would like to encourage every one of you to take a step back and take time each day to enjoy the beautiful things in your lives. Choose to focus on the good. A beautiful flower, a favorite song, a meaningful poem, a smell that brings back a wonderful memory, the beautiful colors in a sunset. Take the time to enjoy the way the light twinkles in your spouse's eyes when they laugh, the happy sounds of children playing, the warm, loving feeling you get when you hug someone special. There are beautiful things around you each and every day, but you do need to make the effort to consciously focus on them, Because we do live in a big connected world, and bad things do happen every day. Because of the size of our population, 1 in a million tragedies happen hundreds of times every day, and the internet and 24-hour news is like a car accident that just never ends. It's really hard to look away. There will be ugly, tragic, and depressing things that they will put in front of you. There will be horse manure all over your road. It's all going to be there, every single day, both the good and the bad. But remember, what you focus on is your choice. Ask yourself, what do you choose to focus on? Of the two, which do you think is actually better for your physical, emotional, and mental health? I hope you choose to focus on the positive. Because a life spent focusing on the uplifting, beautiful, loving things in our world, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.